Talking about God is notoriously difficult. Philosophers, theologians, pastors, anyone. But it has to be difficult to talk about God. For it wasn't, if it was easy, God would not be God. To understand God, to analyze God, if it was simple, he would not be God. But there's a certain irony when I say that when we consider what we celebrate today, the ineffable mystery of the Trinity. This mysterious dogma. It is certainly inaccessible, but it is almost obvious to us. It is a part of our everyday life. We begin every prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We walk into the church and we bless ourselves in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We seem to know. But what does it mean to us? There's been a very American thing, very utilitarian. What's in it for me? Sure, the Trinity. Okay, I get it. No, I don't get it. But what's in it for me? We can discuss the divinity and humanity of Christ, and okay, I can see how it relates to my life. But the Trinity? Who's God? God is three persons. He's three persons? Yes. But one nature. So he's three gods? No. He's one God. But you said he's three persons. Yes, he's three persons with one nature, so he's one God. That mystery, that he truly is one God, what does it mean for you? And what does it mean for me? We profess that God is love, purest, infinite, and eternal love, and that these three persons that are God are that purest, infinite, and eternal love. God the Father is love. God the Son is love. God the Holy Spirit is love. The word that God spoke was the Son. And the word is interpreted and manifested and made real to us in the Holy Spirit. A Holy Spirit that moves all creation, all the cosmos, all history toward our final end, which is communion in that love. Not a God of splendid isolation, but a God of relationship. God the Father, in relationship to God the Son, in relationship to God the Holy Spirit. And in that relationship is the inexhaustible source of life, given and communicated. God is relationship. not some splendid monad closed in upon himself, but relationship and communion. So what does that mean for us? His relationship in and of himself and his communion in and of himself is why you and I exist. It matters to us. I've said this before and always sort of seems like bears worth saying again. God has no need of us. God does not need Father Jeremiah to make him any happier. Nor does he need you. And yet, he created Father Jeremiah and he created you because he invites us. Because he is all superabundant love, he has invited us into the very heart of that communion. The Trinity, that love, given, received, and communicated, is our destination. In essence, that is our true and eternal home. We are called into the dynamic life of that divine life. And called to deepen and nourish our relationship with that God. Who has called us and created us for exactly that relationship. But that divine life not only is our final destination, the spark of that divine life exists in you. On this earth, in this creation, you in and of yourself are a temple of that divine life. That superabundant love, it's in you. So you and I, just like the Father, are not existing in isolation. We are not to be closed in upon ourselves, to be black holes, as it were, drawing everything to us. No, you and I are to be in relationship. You and I are to love. You and I are to be that love and to communicate that love. We are not fulfilled in absolute autonomy. Though we try to live that way, my goodness, we live in a world, a culture that we believe in some essence that we are gods. But we're not. We are children of God. Not a generic God. Not an abstract God. Not a distant God. Not an ideal or philosophy or just a way of life. But God with a face. God with a heart. The God of the covenant. Jesus chose his disciples, and they were empowered by the Holy Spirit to proclaim the good news to the world. You and I have been tasked with the same. And that's not a distant Jesus, and that's not a historical Jesus, and that's not just the Jesus that we meet on Sunday. But it's the living, breathing, active Jesus who, in the power of the Holy Spirit, is with you. So because we know that the divine life exists in us, and that there is so much more than just this world and this existence, and the day will come when you and I will be in the midst of the Trinity, we must go forth and proclaim the good news. You and I must go forth and make Jesus known. We must become like Jesus. We must love like Jesus. And we can because we know that the love of God through the Holy Spirit has been poured into our hearts. So the wonder of this day, the wonder of this mystery, the wonder of this dogma that we somehow know to be true is the love that envelops us. And we see a glimpse into the heart of God, the heart of the Trinity.